Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com. Next on News for the Soul, medium Shelley Saunders could see, hear and speak to spirit at a young age and is honored to serve spirit today, utilizing her gift to deliver messages from the other side. She teaches in person and online classes and is an expert in spirit communication. Call in now for your reading, 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Please welcome Shelley Saunders back to News for the Soul.
Welcome back, Shelley.
Thanks, Nicole. Good to be back. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Medium Shelley Saunders Show. I am so excited that you are here because we have a special guest today and a special treat. So today we're going to be talking about astrology and how the planets line up, what's currently going on, and how it affects you personally. So let me go ahead and share about our special guest. His name is Alexander Creech. He is passionate about helping you to realign to your soul's path and purpose through numerology readings and astrology readings. He is a podcast show host. He teaches classes and does IG and TikTok lives. Guys, I encourage you to follow him on social media because he breaks down how the planet affects us and what's going on. And what I love is he lets us know, like, when to reset and rest or, like, when to kind of push forward and start manifesting. And he's also going to be doing some mini astrology readings on the call for us today. And then I'm going to also jump in and I'm going to share psychically what's going on with you. And so let's please welcome to the show, Alex.
Hi, Shelley.
Hey, Alex.
Hi, Shelley. How's it going?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on. It's nice to reconnect with you. It's been quite a while. I had a block talk show with our friend Tracy, like, I don't know, 2013, and we had you on then, and I was like, yeah, I just, you know, I always thought you were super talented and lovely, so I was thrilled to get your invite, so thank you.
Oh, thank you. So this is really a full circle moment as me having you here on the show.
Yes, exciting. Absolutely.
So, Alex, you know, for our listeners who don't know you, why don't you share a little bit about yourself, like your journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started, like, kind of on this path, like, pretty young. I'm 33 now, and then when I was 19, I was, you know, like a freshman in college, and I just had, like, no idea what I was doing. And I kind of stumbled into numerology because I actually found just – I think just by accident, some sort of, you know, online talk show kind of like this one. And she was a numerologist and she was doing numerology readings for people. And I was like, what? Like, what the heck is numerology? Like, I have no idea what this is about, but it just spoke to me. And I got really into that and took classes and I started taking clients and I was just like consumed. Cause you know, as a person, when I like something, I tend to be kind of obsessed. That's how I know I really enjoy something is when I'm full throttle, like into it. So I did that for a while, and I was just, you know, kind of obsessed with spirituality and kind of, like, how are you on the path that you're supposed to be on? Like, why does the timing work out the way it does? Why are you the way that you are, right? And so I did that for a few years, and then I actually also kind of stumbled into psychic development classes. And discovered some gifts for, intuition and kind of talking to spirit. And so I did that for a long time. And that's when I kind of fully established my business doing intuitive readings and numerology back in 2015. But my love for astrology was building slowly during that time. And it's, you know, over the past several years, it's like I've just learned more and more and more. And it's, I felt the passion for that to be more and more and more. And last year, I was like, you know what? I just kind of feel like the call, because astrology is not like super approachable. Like, actual astrology can be kind of complicated. There's a lot going on. And I just felt the call to really deepen my study, because I could feel myself just really feeling pulled to it. And because the more I understood about my own chart, and the more I just understood about it, reading about it over the years, it's like, I feel like I need to study this more deeply. So I did a mentorship with an astrologer I followed for many, many years. And I really deepened my studies with her. And so I officially kind of open the doors to that side of my practice just last year. It hasn't been that long, but I've just been studying it for so long casually over the years. So now I mainly do the intuitive readings, and I also do astrology mixed with some numerology, because I will never not do that, because that was the first thing I ever learned. That's kind of my baby, but it's kind of like the numerology evolved into the astrology, if that makes sense. So,
it does.
So that's what I do. Yeah.
I love it. And you know what? And I do know you from the numerology and the intuition. So, you know, just share for us a little bit more, maybe someone who's not really familiar with numerology, how does that affect our lives?
Yeah. So with numerology, so number one, kind of even backing up a little bit further than that, I really feel like the universe kind of speaks – the universe has a divine order to it, in my opinion, and the universe can speak to you through a variety of tools and systems, right? So numerology is looking at your date of birth and your name, essentially, looking at kind of – the way – when I look at a numerology chart, you know, I'll start with someone's birthday, and I look at someone's life path number, and because that's when I add up the months plus the day plus the year, essentially. And there's kind of this code almost, like, so when I look at someone's life path number, that's like your gifts, your talents, your abilities. It's kind of why you're here on this earth. It's the path you're walking. And then we'll look at the energy of your name, and that's going to indicate kind of like the lessons and energies that you wish to embody in this lifetime. And, you know, knowing a little bit about your, you know, your numbers can show you really kind of the path that you were meant to follow, can kind of keep you a little bit from the multitude sort of guessing game of life. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, let's say that you have a bunch of creative, expressive energy in your numerology, or even in your astrology, right? So let's say you have a bunch of creative, expressive energy in your numerology, but your family has always told you that you need to be a doctor or a lawyer, or like a business person, but deep down, it's like, I really just want to be an artist or something, okay? So if I'm like doing a reading for you, I'm like, you have all this creative, expressive energy, and that's kind of what you're meant to express in this lifetime. That alone can be a very validating and healing moment for someone, and it helps you get to know yourself on a deeper level and really kind of say hello to who you truly are, versus what someone is telling you you are, you know?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, and I think numerology can be a little easier for someone to learn than astrology, maybe, just because numerology can be kind of simple. I mean, it's deceivingly complex, but I just think it's a very underrated tool. I think more people should know about it. But I had just done it for so long, I was bored. I was like, I need something more specific now, you know? So, I hope that kind of explains it a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I like to go a little bit deeper into it, because with the numerology, like you shared, like our gifts and talents are really shown through that. So let's say that maybe somebody that's really mental, and let's say that maybe they are getting the nudge from spirit or their higher self, like, it's time for you to get on this path. These are your numbers.
Yep.
These are your energies. This is why you're here to do this. What would you say to the person that might be hesitant because maybe they're really scared to make a change from maybe their traditional job to what they're being called into, or maybe they're afraid about the money and they don't quite trust it? Like, what would you say to them to help, you know, help them to take that step into what they're really called to be, to do?
I mean, I would first, because I do a lot of like predictive work with the astrology and some of the numerology. So I'm like looking at the cycles that are coming up for you, right? And so like if I see some cycles that are like, you know, especially like you're like, this is a time of crossroads, of change. I see you making big progressive changes, taking this bold leap, right? Because usually I wouldn't give someone that like push unless I'm seeing some sort of supportive energy. Because, you know, I'm sure you've had those times in your life where the wind starts blowing in this different direction. It's like, Shelly, you need to get this like radio show off the ground and like, connect with people.
Right.
It's like time.
Yeah. And,
you know
and
what
right
I mean?
Now, the wind is blowing again, as a matter of fact, so you probably picked up on that because I'm being blown again, but keep going.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So usually that's always going to be reflected also in your chart as well, you know, and I also think, too, like, life is also too short to just kind of do the same thing, and, you know, like, when you – I feel like when you ignore the call of your higher self, that creates a lot of pain. Right? Like when you're ignoring
yes.
spirit's push for you to grow and expand, like you're here to grow and expand, not to be contracted and kind of do the same thing constantly. Like, you know, you have multiple chapters of your life, you know, so numerology shows this. It's like, it shows like, you know, different yearly cycles. You're going to different energies every year, every birthday, every season of your life shows some kind of opportunity for you to put some energy in. You know, like I might look at these cycles and be like, well, okay, there's a lot of learning and study and research and almost this like preparatory kind of energy. And then I might see like, okay, next year at your birthday, I really would encourage you to maybe put yourself out there or start charging or taking yourself more seriously because you might have this like, say, 8 energy coming in next year. And that's like the energy of like power and success and like taking yourself seriously and like, you know, I usually see that backed up essentially with the different cycles, essentially, you know, so I hope that makes sense too. It's like you always have these chapters of your life that I feel like your soul kind of plans out as well, like because your chart kind of shows like you kind of had a plan, you know what I mean? So
right.
when spirit's knocking, it's like, you know, it's like it's time to take that step forward, so.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. So speaking of that, so let's say that someone is getting a calling maybe towards numerology or astrology. They want to learn mm-hmm. more, and they're kind of like a beginner. Like, how would you suggest that they get started?
So, I mean, I'm always a fan of books. And so with numerology, I have a couple books I'd probably recommend. You know, I'm definitely like, there's part of my personality that's definitely like scholarly, I think, you know what I mean? That's like into the research and into the super nerdy stuff. Right. So, I would maybe like recommend like a few different books to you. There's so much free information on the internet now, for numerology specifically, I might recommend to you, books by Hans Dekoz. The last name is Dekoz. He makes it very, very approachable and was really responsible for kind of bringing numerology into more of the mainstream. And I would also recommend Speaking to Your Soul by Alison Bachman. She was the teacher I had for many years. With astrology, I love the astrology. There's something called the Astrology Podcast that will – they go really, really deep into the history of astrology because astrology is, like, you know, it's a couple thousand years old. It predates religion. And there's a lot of free resources on it. And you don't need to feel intimidated because you're not going to know everything and or expect to know what anyone is talking about right away. So I learned kind of for free. I learned free stuff online for a long time and just kind of read books. And I gradually got more kind of grains of information. And it kind of felt like, okay, like this makes sense. I did not understand what the heck these people were talking about for many months. I was like, what is that term that they're using? I have no idea. And I would also, like, look at charts of family and friends, too. Like, when you start to know a little bit, start looking at, like, at the charts of family and friends and, you know, do your research and kind of find out what it means. And look at the charts of people in your life is one of the quickest ways to learn, you know. But there's so much information out there these days. It's hard not to, you know, kind of stumble across it.
So true. Well, you know what? When I was a little girl, I was really attracted to the stars. I was, like, really fascinated. I would look out to the stars all the time. And my grandmother and I, what we would do is we would get the Sunday time, and we would go to the astrology section, and we would kind of read what's coming up for us, like our birthday, like that's fun, or we would read about my parents. So my mom was acting weird. We're like, oh, that's why, because, you know, it says this. But I know that it goes much, much deeper than that. So, you know, share with us how the planets and the stars align to actually maybe cause someone to behave in a particular way, like when to kind of maybe back down, when to kind of maybe move forward, you know, just so that you don't get triggered by someone. So if you could share a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah, so, you know, I think that your soul picks, you know, I think that your soul picks the exact moment that it wants to be born, right? So because in astrology, you use your birth time, you know, like the exact time, place, location that you're born. So I think that your soul chooses that. I think that your soul chooses your parents and chooses a lot of the lessons and things that you want to learn this lifetime. And so the exact moment you come in, I see the sky and the celestial bodies in the sky as a sort of mirror for your soul's energy and the energy that you wish to embody in this lifetime. So I don't know if it's like that the planets cause someone to behave a certain way. I think that maybe that the symbology in the sky and the language of astrology just reflects the energy that is going on at the moment, right? And, you know, part of me is like, I don't know why it works. It just does. It just does. I don't know why. And that's maybe part of why I love it. Because I'll never completely 100% understand it, because there's always so much more to learn. But I also think that like the planets and stars are not just sort of hunks of rock and hot gas. I think everything in the universe has some sort of cosmic intelligence, right? So, for example, if we're talking about like why. So why is when Mars is doing this specific thing is like when I'm feeling so irritable. Okay. So each planet in astrology and including the moon, which we know is not a planet, including the sun, which we know is not a planet, the sun and moon are considered the luminaries. They light up the sky. So the luminaries and the planets all have sort of assigned meanings to their energy. Okay. So for example, the sun is like vitality, it's life force. The moon is your emotions. It can have to do with home and family, what makes you feel safe. And so let's say the planet Mars. So the planet Mars is, you know, just kind of like true to its name, the god of war. It represents in your birth chart how you assert yourself, how you take action, how you go about kind of getting the things that you want, okay? So let's say that Mars is, you know, moving about the sky. And for some reason, it hits, it's making a really kind of sharp kind of angle to, let's say, my Mercury, the planet of communication. So it's making an angle to where Mercury was in the sky when I was born. And on that day, for some reason, that could create, experiences maybe where I'm a little bit more sharp-tongued, for instance, or maybe I'm a little bit more apt to kind of say F you to someone who cuts me off on the interstate, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or it could, you know, speed up my mental, like my mental processes, and that's really good day to just kind of write things down. But let's say it's making a really supportive, you know, like more harmonious energy to my Mercury on a given day. I might be more likely to assert myself, but I'm in kind of less danger of going over the edge, for example. I might be more likely to start some sort of writing project, or I might feel motivated to just sort of utilize my throat chakra communication energies in some way, right? So that's kind of like a basic explanation of a transit. It's called a transit. So, like, you know, that's kind of why on certain days you feel certain ways, right? Or that you're more likely to take action, or you experience certain, or even it could also like reflect the energy of that day, how you perceive it, or even the people in, like, in your life or the experiences, right? And so, you know, so there's just so much to it. So I hope that's a decent enough explanation.
Absolutely. And this is why, because you have so much knowledge, this is why I like to watch your lives, just to kind of get like the cliff notes. So then that way I don't have to submerge myself into it and learn it, because you already know it, which I absolutely adore.
Totally.
So we did let the listeners know that we're going to be doing some mini readings. And
cool.
So why don't you let everyone know what's needed in order for you to do a mini reading?
Yeah, so, I mean, ideally, birth date, including birth year, location, and birth time Now I realize a lot of people don't have birth time because not all of us know that we're born exactly 9:17 p.m. or whatever, right? Because, you know, guess what? Your mom was literally giving birth to you. You can't remember the exact time you're born. So because she was going through a lot at that moment. So, however, I know birth time is usually on birth certificates. So if you happen to have it, that's cool. Otherwise, just birth date and location would be fine, but birth time would be preferable because that way I can get super, super specific because astrology can be very, very specific as to kind of what is, you know, what is going on with you at this current time or kind of what you're here for, essentially. So.
Awesome. And then I'm going to jump in there and I'm going to give the psychic intuitive side of it and we're going to tag team and have a lot of fun. So
okay,
if
cool.
you want a mini reading from us, the call-in number is 646-595-4274. That is 646-595-4274. So, Nicole, do we have anyone that's ready to come online with us?
Let's find out. 323, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Angelica from the city of Montebello.
Welcome.
Hi, Angelica. How are you?
Hi there.
Good. How are you?
Good.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you, Shelley.
well, do you want an astrology reading? Do you want psychic? Like, what is it that you need, Angelica?
Definitely an astrology. I've never had that. So.
Cool.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
All right. So, Angelica, what's your birthday?
7/31/77.
Okay. And then do you happen to know your birth time by chance?
I don't, but I believe it was in the early morning hours.
Okay. I'll just kind of throw that out there. And then where were you born?
Downey, California.
Is it Downey?
Yes, the city of Downey.
Okay. So Downey, is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. All right, let's see what we got going on here. So let me pull up your transits too, because why not? Because we can kind of see a little bit about maybe like what's going on at the moment. So let me pull up your birth chart. Okay, so we got a Leo sun. So you're definitely got some Leo energy. Okay, so yeah, so let me just start poking around here, and then Shelley, feel free if you're like, oh my God, Spirit's yelling at me, I need to say this really quick, like please.
Absolutely, yeah.
So like Archangel Michael is yapping at me, I need to cut you off. So, okay, so your Leo sun, the sun, you know, your sun sign like really represents like your vitality, your life force, and what you need to kind of express basically, you know, in this lifetime in order to be, like, frankly, kind of happy, okay? So, you know, Leo, as we might all know, this is, like, a very kind of proud, regal energy. Leo can be expressive. It can be a creative energy. Leo often does need some kind of stage, you know, in some sort of area of their life. I find, like, Leos need to be appreciated. And it can be, like, a really generous energy as well. It is a fixed sign. A fixed sign energy, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius are all fixed signs. So this is an energy that's going to value loyalty to some degree. It's an energy that's going to like see things through and follow things through, and it values people in their life that do the same thing. So in your chart also, you have Jupiter and Venus are conjunct in the same sign. They're conjunct in Gemini, okay? So Jupiter and Venus are kind of like the good time party energy when they get together. And so Jupiter represents expansion, opportunity, optimism, and abundance. Venus represents like love, relationships, pleasure, and harmony. I kind of, when I like look at your energy, I just kind of feel, I'm like, oh, I feel like we could like, I just feel like this is like party host kind of vibes because they're both in Gemini. So it's like, I feel like for you, like in relationships or in friendships or in connection with people, it's like, you know, your Venus is going to want like, it's curious. It wants kind of witty, fun conversation. It kind of wants to keep things light, essentially. And it needs sort of like your kind of brain needs to be engaged. I just kind of feel like romantically or friendship-wise, it's like you kind of need someone to maybe make you laugh or at least kind of intrigue you a little bit. And yeah. that connection to, yeah, okay, cool. That connection to Jupiter, I honestly, you know, this is, like, this can be really generous energy. This can be energy of, like, you know, I totally would, I, like, don't worry, girl, I got it. I'm going to, like, totally, like, buy you this cocktail. Or this is, you know, to me, this is energy of, like, I don't know, I kind of just feel, like, social enjoys, like, enjoy some kind of good time kind of vibes you have going on your chart. Does that make sense when I'm talking about that?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. The only thing with Jupiter is that sometimes Jupiter can be overdoing or excessed sometimes. So it's just kind of like, you know, having some, I think, like, probably some, like, moderation. But I would say it's like, yeah, this energy really kind of wants to keep things, like, pretty light. So let me see what I have going on, like, for you at the moment. And then is there a topic you want me to look at for you? Or do you just kind of want to know, like, generally what's happening?
Yeah, just what's happening, because I've been feeling off.
Okay.
And
okay, gotcha.
Pinpoint it, and I'm like, hmm. Yeah, definitely been feeling off.
Okay, sounds good. Let me look and see what's happening. Okay, so, let me just look at one more thing. Yes. Sometimes I'll like, look at something, and I'm tempted to be like, oh, you're doomed. Nope, you're screwed. But I'm always joking when I say this. I'm always joking. But when I'm like, interesting. Okay. number one, so you probably have an Aquarius moon. I think just kind of depending on your birth time, I think the moon was in Aquarius pretty much all day. So the moon is what you need to feel safe. It's your kind of has to do with your emotions, your tie to your instincts, your ties to home and family. So you having an Aquarius moon, you know, emotionally sometimes I think Aquarius moons can kind of appear kind of detached. Sometimes it can be more of like an intellectual energy. And I think also needs like a certain degree of, freedom. Does any of that make sense to you?
100%.
Okay. So Saturn, the planet of restriction, of structure and lessons, is in Aquarius right now. And it would be at least in the same sign as your moon. It has been for a while. Okay. So if there's been any feelings of just like responsibility or heaviness or also just like anything like, or any kind of feelings of like, I don't know, restriction or boundary or lessons around emotions, around home and family and home base. Saturn can kind of feel like a little bit of a wet blanket kind of energy sometimes. And Mars was in that sign for, until just the other day. So Mars and Saturn were in Aquarius. So, you know, I kind of want to say if there's been a feeling of heaviness or frustration or just like stuckness, does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah, like I can't get out of that feeling of kind of where's my direction, kind of feel a little lost.
Yeah, yes. So I'm going to tell you this. So eclipse season is right around the corner. So we have eclipses in Taurus and Scorpio this year. And the first eclipse, there's going to be a solar eclipse. So an eclipse is like a more powerful version of a new and full moon. It can be a really potent time of just like new beginnings or letting things go. In this case, on April 30th, there's going to be a solar eclipse that's going to be squaring your sun. So essentially, this is some sort of new beginning. You may not see that new beginning at that time. It takes a few months for you to kind of get what seed has been planted in your life, but that eclipse energy is going to play out over several months. So I would say that's going to be affecting your Leo sun and Saturn in Aquarius. I kind of feel like those energies this year, eclipses, may end up kind of reorienting you or pointing you in some sort of different direction, especially because eclipses tend to shake out like where you're feeling stuck or where you're feeling like kind of stagnant. And the last thing I would say is I would maybe expect some of that like just kind of like crappy kind of energy or just like blah energy I do think that's probably going to start lifting for you as well, just because I think we're I was definitely feeling that as well. So I hope that makes sense for you.
Yes, it does. And thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And one thing I want to add in, Angelica, because as you guys were talking, I was really getting the energy around you being challenged to speak up, like know your worth and know your truth. So I was getting that that maybe that's kind of been in the shadows a little bit, and part of you, that your new beginnings is you being pushed forward, take more of a stand and speak up more. So I don't know if you've been maybe holding your tongue recently, or maybe not saying what you feel right away, but I do feel like you're going to be challenged to do that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That sounds like what's been going on.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, thank
you.
I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You guys will have a nice day. Thank you.
You too.
Okay.
All right.
So just quickly, Alex, you know, as far as the new moon and full moon, I know that they kind of play out differently. So can you just give us a little explanation on both?
Yeah.
Just so as we're having this conversation, people can understand.
Yeah, for sure. So a new moon, typically represents a new beginning and the beginning of a new cycle, right? So it's like a seed being planted at that time. And like a lot of people will kind of set intentions and manifest around a new moon, or I would also say the time right before a new moon when the moon is completely dark, like you don't see like that sliver of light at all, that can actually be a really excellent time to banish things from your life or purge things that are no longer needed. And I always find that my body wants to naturally rest during a new moon as well, because it is such a reset energy. And the energy of, any new moon is going to be different depending on kind of like the sign and the aspects that everything is kind of making to each other. Okay. So a full moon is completion. This is culmination. This is things kind of coming up to the surface, or it can also be illumination or news or awareness of some kind of, of something coming up around a full moon. And that is going to depend, and what it is in kind of, these different energies playing out, it depends on where it falls in your own birth chart. So I will often say like, oh, okay, Scorpio, blah, 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 this new moon is falling in your fourth house. So this is like new beginnings with home, with family, with real estate, or something like that, essentially. So it always depends on kind of what is playing out for you in like in your own chart, kind of where that moon is falling in your own chart. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Nicole, do we have anyone else that's ready for a reading?
Well, here's the thing. When I touched the button to bring the last caller on, everything else went poof, and tech support just survived the board. In the interim, I wouldn't mind giving my numbers to see what comes up, because I know I'm at some weird pivotal life phase.
Sure.
Okay.
Awesome.
No, as far as I know, I don't know any birth time, but as far as I know, it's all sort of questionable, but June 2nd, 62 is the official dates we're going with for birth date.
And what was your first name?
I'm Nicole.
Nicole. All right. Hi, Nicole. So June 2nd, 1962?
Yep.
All right. My mom was born 10 days after you. It's got some Gemini vibes happening here.
yeah.
Where were you born?
Toronto, Ontario, allegedly.
Okay. No worries. That will... Okay. And let me do one more thing. Sorry, it takes me a second to, like, pull this up. Yeah, okay, I swear to God, when I'm doing, like, a psychic reading, I still have to be quiet and just, like, chill out anyway. And when, like, doing astrology, I'm like, let me pull up on your chart. Never just, like, right away. all right, got your – okay, let's look at what we got going on here for you. Okay, so – so you were actually born it was either you were born right near a new moon, which is pretty cool. You're a new moon baby. So you know, it's kind of like in this life, I think, you know, a new moon, I think in your birth chart can represent like this lifetime is very much a new beginning cycle for your soul. Like in general, it's kind of like your soul is sort of like making some sort of brand new kind of cycle this lifetime. Okay. So having both the moon and your sun in Gemini, there's going to be a big emphasis on curiosity, on information, on communication, on mental processes, on, you know, on seeing like both sides of something and really engaging your mind and anything like in communications. So it's kind of funny to me that you're like a radio show producer right now. So that's,
yep.
That's very Gemini. So you also have your Mercury in Gemini as well. You know, Mercury is the planet of communication and rules Gemini. So, you know, I just kind of get the feeling, I was like, okay, this person's mind is going to be moving pretty quickly. This is like the ability to process lots of information at the same time. You actually have, you know, I'm just kind of like poking around and like looking at your chart and seeing what's happening. You have Jupiter, the planet of optimism, of higher learning and wisdom and expansion in Pisces, and it is conjunct Chiron in your chart. So Chiron is the wounded healer. Chiron is an asteroid, essentially, that we've just deemed really important for some reason, and it's very palpable in birth charts. I don't know why, but Chiron just shows up a lot in the charts of healers or people who work with healers, because Chiron is known as the wounded healer. So part of your Jupiter and Chiron being conjunct in your chart in Pisces can show, you know, how you are expanded or where things can be, where you have opportunity in this lifetime is going to come through healing, through compassion, through dreams, through intuition, and through being involved in those kinds of things. So do you have, like, any, like, healing background or, like, how did you end up on, like, a News for the Soul kind of radio broadcast? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, I founded News for the Soul. We're in
cool.
our 25th year, and that was
okay.
through having experiences outside of the norm, we'll say.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
So the combination of being a journalist and wanting to know why the hell that was happening.
Exactly.
This exists.
That's brilliant. And well, that's making an almost exact aspect to your sun in Gemini. It's like there's really no way you would get out of this lifetime without, because Jupiter in Pisces and Chiron in Pisces is sort of like your Mercury planet, like your Gemini planets are like the information. It's like why things are happening and like your sort of mental processes. And your Jupiter in Chiron is like we're going to expand your consciousness in this lifetime. Like that's kind of what you were supposed to do, essentially. And
yeah.
That's making a harmonious trine to Neptune in your chart, the planet of dreams, spirituality, and the ethereal realms, really. So you really, I don't think we're going to get out of this lifetime where, like, without that, you know? So, yeah, that's fascinating. Okay, so let me look at what is going on right now. Okay, so, boop, and cool. All right. Let's see what's going on. Oh, that's nice. Okay, cool. That Pisces part of your chart, the spiritual, you know, expansion kind of consciousness vibes, that's all getting major, that's all getting a lot of energy right now. So I don't know if your dreams have been like a little extra, just kind of crazy, or if you've just been like a little bit more tapped in, and you know, like those energies.
I don't
Sorry,
even
what?
Call them dreams. It's literally being somewhere else, very lucid.
Totally. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Okay, cool. Yeah, because there's a bunch of planets in Pisces right now. We just had Jupiter and Neptune conjunct in the sky. So I think there's just been this feeling of either inspiration and healing or and also the feeling of like a lot of grief in conscious and like in the collective right now. I feel like we can like all really,
mm-hmm.
really feel that. So let's see what else. You're also wrapping up a Saturn return, your second Saturn return. So I would say past year or two, since 2020, or since late 2020, Saturn has been in the same sign as your Saturn. So Saturn represents like lessons, self-mastery, where we are the authority in our life. And, so you had your first Saturn return, you know, around the ages, 27 through 29. So it's like that's really kind of your first sort of entry into, actual adulthood in the eyes of astrology. And at this point in life, that might be, repeating some of those themes, or it might kind of, reflect back, the things that you've learned since then. But you're starting this whole new cycle of, mastering something, of becoming the authority, of being the authority. So I did notice that. Shelley, do you have, anything you want to mention, or is anything – or and also, Nicole, mm-hmm. do you have any, questions, or is there, a topic you want me to look at for you as well?
Just that phase that, because I felt it and I felt like I'm either subconsciously resisting or having trouble tuning in to what the new thing is, what the transition is, but it's palpable.
I would say that, and also you're in a 5 personal year in your numerology as well. So you're definitely in a crossroads year, of, changing where you feel stagnant and kind of getting out of your comfort zone. Quite often there can be a move or a change of job or relationship or something. But quite often, this is a year to kind of get out of your comfort zone and kind of try something new. And especially if you're if you feel kind of stuck in a rut, basically as well. That's kind of what I see kind of going on with you.
Yeah. I get that. I get that same thing. So I get that you're continuing to do the producing, and at the same time, I get that you're also stepping out of that and more in front of people, where you're balancing them together, where you're speaking more to bigger stages or bigger groups. And I think we may have had this conversation before, where I've seen you in front of people, on a microphone and talking. So I think that's that 5 energy that's pushing you towards that, where more opportunities are going to come for you to speak to women's groups, to women, because they need to hear your story.
Yippee.
Yeah, so out of the comfort zone we go.
I will mention my 5 has to do, it does often have to do with networking and communication. And so last year I was in my 5 personal year, and I was let me try this TikTok thing and just see. And I got almost 15,000 followers really quickly. And it was because it was just kind of came through let me just put up a couple videos and see what happens. So yeah, but quite oftentimes there is this big emphasis on communication in a 5 personal year as well. So,
all right.
There you go, Nicole. Maybe TikTok for you.
Or something.
I'm not sure what I've seen on there. Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking a look. That's affirming and interesting. I appreciate that. And I broke the board. I don't know how. I just touched one button. Okay. But people are emailing in now, so let's go to some emails. That works. We've got Helena in Chicago. Birth date is 12-12-1953, and she's looking for general whatever you see.
Helena, 12-12-1953. All right.
Cool. Do we have a location for her, Lena?
It was Chicago.
It was Chicago. Okay, cool. Let's see. All right. So looks like we got some a lot of Sagittarius energy here. So Helena, so you have the Sun, Venus, and Mercury all in Sagittarius. So there is going to be that emphasis on beliefs, on higher truths, philosophy, knowledge. Also, I would say maybe blunt. Sagittarius can have a reputation for kind of speaking things bluntly. But I would say lots of enthusiasm. There's lots of enthusiasm in this energy here, lots of passion. I would say in relationships probably needs some freedom, or needs maybe freedom, adventure, needs to really kind of experience and live life to its fullest. I would also say Helena probably has – so Helena has the moon in Pisces. So the way – So like your emotions, the way that you feel safe, your natural instincts. I would say that you're naturally pretty intuitive. Pisces is this energy of just kind of, you know, it can definitely be like an energy sponge kind of energy. So I would say creative, compassionate, intuitive, definitely. With all these planets in Pisces right now in the same sign as your moon, I would say this is a very good time to be connecting to, if you want to develop your intuition, if you want to connect like to your guides or connect to more to your creativity or more toward like, you know, if you feel like called with any sort of like healing gifts or anything, this is a really good time to really kind of be delving into that because there's plenty of energy to be found there. So let me look and see kind of what is coming up for this person as well. So 3 plus 6. Okay. Yeah, this is a good year for you to work on anything with like creativity, expression, and anything kind of self-improvement. So like if you haven't like honestly like updated your wardrobe in a while, if you've been kind of feeling kind of stagnant, like this is a good time to honestly feel pretty, to feel and look your best in your body. It's a good time to be social as well and just be connecting with people. And make sure you have some time on your calendar for honestly for fun this year. Like a 3 year is supposed to be social, is supposed to be kind of a more lighthearted energy and definitely the whole creativity thing. Is there anything else that I'm seeing? I think I'll leave it at that. Shelley, do you have anything?
Yeah. So while I was tuning in, what I heard is trust and holding yourself back. So Helena, I also get that you're pretty mental and that you may be having some tough times manifesting because you're not quite trusting your abilities. It's more like show me, and less faith and less trust. So I really do agree with Alex, like this is a great time for you to journal, to really tune into your spirit team to get that guidance so that that it is a lot easier for you to manifest and to actually start having more fun.
Cool. There you go. I think the board's working again. Let's find out.
Oh, yay.
570. Who's there? What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Kayla. I'm calling in from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi.
All right. You got birth information?
My date of birth?
Mm-hmm.
It's October 1st, 1988.
All right. Where are you born?
It's from Pottsville, Pennsylvania. And the time is 10:01 a.m.
Awesome. Yes. Okay. 10:01 a.m. I love.
Yay. We got time.
Pottstown. Why is Pottstown, Pennsylvania coming up? Okay. 10:01 a.m. Can you spell Pottstown for me? I'm sorry.
It's Pottsville.
Okay. Got it. All right. Ooh, you're Scorpio rising. Yes. Okay. Cool. So we're the same rising sign, which I always love. Okay. Yeah. So I think you're probably an intense person, like the way that you approach life. Your rising sign. Yeah. So your rising sign is like your whole attitude and approach to life, your physical, like your sort of mind, body, energy. And it's sort of like just like the way that you approach everything and the way that you're perceived. So you know, having that Scorpio ascendant, it's definitely like kind of having like a built-in BS detector, I would think. And there's definitely I think that you have like a power to you. There is definitely this powerful energy. I don't know if you're aware of it or unconscious to it, but the planet Pluto, right on your ascendant, Pluto represents intensity, transformation, and kind of do or die energy, basically. So it's kind of like anything, you know, like I feel like if you're interested in something, it's going to be like, I'm super interested. It's going to be like obsession. And, you know, all of these themes around transformation, on power, and also just kind of seeing through BS. Like this is really, like you're really going to be able to kind of see you know, I think see people for who they are. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. So we got the sun. Okay, so we have a Libra sun. So you have the sun in Libra, so obviously this is going to be, you know, energy that can be more relationship-oriented, that can be all about balance and kind of seeing both sides of things and be kind of aesthetically oriented. But your sun is in the 12th house. And, you know, this is like, you know, this could be needing do you find that you need like just time to like rest and recharge and kind of be away from people after like kind of having too much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the 12th house is like, it's kind of like hidden places, you know, like the subconscious, it can be like places of like retreat. So definitely it just kind of feels to me, I'm like, okay, like when I'm done with people, I kind of want to go away. I think, I don't know, like, I kind of feel like you might have some kind of intuitive stuff kind of going on in your chart, because your moon, you know, this is, you know, this has to do with your emotions, kind of like your instincts, what makes you feel safe. So you have the moon in Gemini, so like, you know, you may need to process your emotions by either talking about it or mentally processing it or writing about it, essentially. It's like a really kind of active mind, and it also means that you can kind of feel two ways at once about something. I also feel like it's interesting because your moon is opposing Uranus, so this feels like maybe you need a lot of independence and freedom, but at the same time, it's also opposing Saturn. So I feel like maybe, I don't know if you just have felt feelings throughout your life around like feeling restricted or feeling stuck at the same time, but there's this, like this feeling of, I don't know, burden responsibility, but also needing independence or freedom at the same time, which is interesting. I wonder how that plays out. So also that moon being in the eighth house, I find maybe there is this feeling of that's a pretty psychic house. I just feel like there could be interest in, you know, obviously you're calling into a psychic show, but there is usually like an interest in the occult stuff or in astrology or in psychic stuff or just kind of in things that are hidden, basically. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have, so let me ask you, so do you have like a specific question or do you have a topic that you want me to look at for you?
Just anything that I should be aware of within like the next couple months, I guess.
Sure. Okay. So I would say first thing is, are you single or are you in a relationship right now?
In a relationship.
Okay. So so you have eclipses in your first and seventh houses over the next year. So the first thing I would say, and so eclipses can bring just like, they can bring like really like big new beginnings. They can also bring a completion and, you know, culmination. And I'm not saying like, oh, like totally your relationship is ending. I would just say like, definitely you're going to be releasing things, you know, in your own personal energy or in your life that doesn't serve you anymore. It's like a very kind of faded time of life. So this is new beginnings in your identity, how you approach life in your personal energy. It can also be new beginnings in how you even approach relationships, not just your romantic relationship, but like, you know, clients, one-on-one, like one-on-one sort of like your one-on-one relationship space, that's definitely going to just be undergoing maybe some shifts. You know, if there's people in your life that you've kind of outgrown, there can definitely be maybe just some like chapters completing there. And let's see. So you're also in an eight personal year as well too. So I would say there's also probably likely going to be some career stuff kind of coming up for you as well too. Just because, eight has to do with career, with business. And, you know, this can often be a year where you can have some sort of promotion or raise or like achieve some goal. These eclipses, there's one May 16th that I'll mention, and I can let Shelley take over. There's one May 16th, it's a lunar eclipse, so it's a culmination or completion. That is going to be squaring your midheaven. So the midheaven is the highest point in the chart, and it has to do with your career. It's also going to be hitting your Venus as well. Let me just think for a second. So I kind of, so Venus has to do with relationships and sort of pleasing kinds of things. So I actually see it as like a, I see it as pretty positive, actually, which is pretty nice. So I would think around May 16th, around that time, there could be just be something coming up around career, basically some kind of completion, some sort of illumination. But I would just kind of keep an eye on those things because this is like definitely like a sort of a tent, like the sort of tent poles of your life, career, relationships, like yourself, your home and family. Those are gonna get some energy this year. It's definitely a more active year than not for these kinds of energies. So yeah, I see like career.
Awesome. And the one thing that I want to add is that I get the sense that a lot of times that you're misunderstood. That there's a that people are around you that tend to drain your energy. Does that make sense for you?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so, and I feel like that you really need that private time. So I would recommend making sure that you set your boundaries because people maybe think that you're harsher than what you really are. And it's just really important for you to protect your energy because as you're getting ready to make these big moves, it's going to require you having energy and more away from people that's draining you and just making sure that you're that you get what you need so that you can make these next big moves in your life. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So I wanted to mention one thing. The full moon that is happening literally 3 minutes ago was exact. It was exactly conjunct your Mercury, the planet of communication, in your 12th house. When you have Mercury in the 12th, it can be feeling misunderstood, essentially. So things coming up around communication, around your expression, and frankly, around needing some recharge and rest, it's coming up exactly at this moment, like on the degree. So I just thought it was interesting that you said that, Shelley. So
yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kayla.
Thank you so much.
And we are literally at the top of the hour. We've got about a minute and a half.
All right, Alex. So let people know how they can reach you.
So you can reach me on Instagram or TikTok as Dogstar Oracle. So Dogstar Oracle, all one word, and then also dogstaroracle.com. And then you can listen to my podcast. It's called To the Stars. That's on every major podcast platform on YouTube. So, yeah, look for me there.
Awesome. And please be sure to listen because it's amazing. And you can reach me at mediumshellysanders.com. And you can also follow me, that same Medium Shelley Sanders, on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. So thank you, Alex, so much for being a guest. I really enjoyed your readings. They were incredible.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for having me on. This was super fun. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. So everyone, join us back at the beginning of May 7th where we're going to be doing psychic and mediumship readings. So we'll connect with you then. Take care, everyone. Bye.
And Shelley Sanders is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more right after this quick reset.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.